Gemara tells us on today's Daf Yomi, which is Gittin Nun Zayin, the story of Nebuzaradan. Nebuzaradan was the head of the army of Nebuchadnezzar, and he came to the temple to destroy it. And when he got there, he saw that the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada, the Kohen, was boiling in the courtyard of the temple. And the reason why it was boiling was because he had rebuked the Jews for bowing down to the king Joash. And as a result of this, the Jews killed him. And so as a result of that, his blood was boiling. And he finally got the blood to stop boiling after he killed many Jews to try and appease Zechariah. And then as a consequence, he cried out to Zechariah, "Do I have to kill everybody?" And then the blood stopped boiling. And at that moment, when Nebuzaradan saw this, Nebuzaradan said to himself, a kal v'chomer, and he says to himself, if this person, im al nefesh achas kach hahu gavra dekotol kol neshmasa achas kamar kama, if this is what happens to somebody who kills one person, and his blood doesn't stop boiling, imagine all these people who I killed. And so he gets up, and he runs away, and V'igayir, he converts. And the Talmud tells us, Naaman, who was the king of Ammon, ger toshav haya. These are the enemies of the Jews. Naaman, he became a convert, a true convert. Nebuzaradan, ger tzedek haya. Nebuzaradan was a righteous convert. Mibnei banav shel Haman lamdu Torah b'mnei brak. The grandchildren of Haman studied Torah b'mnei brak. And Mnei Banav Shel Sisera Lamdu Tinogos Birushalayim. And they taught Torah in Jerusalem, the grandchildren of Sisera. And who were these children who were teaching it? Bnei Banav Shel Sancherev, the king of Asher, their children, Limdu Torah Barabim. They taught Torah in public. And who are they? Shemai and Avtalion. So we see from here that the people have the ability to have redemption at all times. But we also see another lesson. If you take it out, that's one way to look at it. But you could also read it as the Bnei Banav Shel Haman were studying Torah in Bnei Brak. Just because you're studying in Torah in Bnei Brak doesn't mean you're righteous. You could also be a descendant of Haman. So be careful. Just because you're in Bnei Brak studying Torah doesn't mean that you're a big tzaddik. So we all have to be careful about that.